to take this opportunity to introduce the Minister of Innovation and Science in the province of Alberta. Vic Dirksen has, in a very short time, become a real advocate for science and technology in this province. He started off, and we'll forgive him, he started off his career as a banker. So you can appreciate how far he's come along in seeing some enlightenment in this area of science and innovation. But during that time, Vic has had a number of interesting forays into the social and economic aspects of our society here. And he's been elected to his third term as the MLA from Red Deer South. And first of all, got his feet wet as the chairman of the board of the Alberta Research Council before being appointed as the Minister of Innovation and Science. And it is a real pleasure to work with someone like Vic, who I can tell you, he has the banker's thoroughness, but when you get through and he understands the portfolio and the investment that you're putting in front of him, boy, you couldn't have a better player on your team. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the Honorable Victor Dirksen, MLA from Red Deer South, who's the Minister of Innovation and Science in this province. Vic.
Thank you, Bob, and that was a wonderful quartet, and it reminded me that or somebody has told me that there's a correlation between mathematics and music. So I suppose that's why I quit the violin as soon as my mother let me. And also, the chairman was referring to apples earlier on in his opening comments, and I couldn't help but think of the scene from My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where he referred to the mathematicians, who of course are the apples on the one side, and the rest of us who are the oranges. But at the end, we're all just fruit. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is a real honor for me to represent the province of Alberta here tonight on behalf of our Premier, the Honorable Ralph Klein. And I do say it as an honor because I'm among very distinguished and world-renowned people in this room, and that is a very big honor for me. So it is delightful for me to be able to join you. And I can't thank Dr. Bob Church enough and the ASRA board, which really provides the direction to the government of Alberta and gives us advice on where we should invest our resources. Because frankly, as a politician, we need that kind of advice to make the right decisions. And without that body, without people like Dr. Church, we wouldn't make these kind of strategic initiatives that are so important to Alberta, so important to Canada, and so important to the world. And I also want to acknowledge one other gentleman who's not here tonight, but a man that I respect greatly, who was actually the minister before I was, Dr. Lauren Taylor, who really was the person that saw the vision along with ASRA that started this initiative going, and he understood the importance of it long before I even got to the portfolio. So I think we do need to acknowledge him. He would be delighted to be here this evening to see this actually begin. So I could not leave him out of this picture. And then I have to say that I want to also acknowledge our federal granting agent counterparts that invested money, not only from Canada but from the United States. But within Canada, the Canadian context, provinces quite often like to fight with the federal government. But you need to know, in the area of research and development, the provincial ministers and the federal minister in September of 2001 set out an objective to move Canada from 15th place in research intensity globally to 5th place. We're committed to making that happen. We saw some leadership by the federal government in their recent budget of 2 weeks ago to work toward that goal, and it sets a bar for the rest of the provinces to follow. So I want to acknowledge the partnership that we have with our federal counterparts. And in this BRRRS initiative, there are so many, there are so many partners, so many people that make this happen. And I want to thank all of you for your participation. We look forward to great things in the Banff Center here, another one of our partners, and probably the as Bob said, the jewel that helps to make one of the things we call the Alberta Advantage, one more of the Alberta Advantage. And lastly, Mr. Mayor, I know you're here, and he appreciates it, and we appreciate it, especially when you come here and spend your money. So thank you. Have a great evening.